Every Monday afternoon on the Sports Cage, join Barney Shinkurik and members from the Saskatchewan Roughriders coaching staff with a breakdown of game matchups and the very latest from inside the Riders' locker room. On August 26, Riders Vice President of Football Operations and General Manager Jeremy O'Day was our guest on the Riders Coaches Show. Barney Shinkurik. Here's Jeremy O'Day joining us. Jeremy, thanks for doing this on a Monday. I know the guys are off, but you are hard at work. Jeremy O'Day. Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Shinkurik. Let's review the game in Calgary. First, as a former player with ties to the team and, obviously, as a general manager, Calgary is a good football team. Everyone is giving them credit. What, through your lens, did you see in that game? O'Day. Yeah, I think they just played better than us. I felt that they played better up front. You know, I thought we started slow in the game. I thought we had played one good quarter in the second quarter, where we battled back, went in at half, and took the lead at half. I was hoping that would bring some energy to the team going in after not playing a good first quarter, but unfortunately, they had a better second half than we did. You know, need to play cleaner. You see, we're making uncharacteristic mistakes of our guys up until now. But you know, every week's different, every opponent's different, every week we'll have a different challenge. I'm proud of the guys of where we're at right now. Obviously, you're only as good as your last game, and we need to clean up the mistakes we made and get back on track. Chris Mazurek. So, we're just looking forward to Labor Day and the obviously huge crowd. Get back out there and get back on track. Jeremy was at the game and watching from the stands. It was hard-fought football on both sides. Every yard was like running games. None of it was easy. Is there anything that Calgary did on Saturday? O'Day. That was new, or maybe you weren't expecting it from the game back in July and Mosaic. Yeah, I'm not particularly involved with the game plan, you know, what they've been doing offensively and defensively for the past number of weeks. I'm more involved with a different level than that. Still, from a general manager's standpoint, I think they had a game plan, came out trying to run the football, and did a nice job. We've had a lot of success stopping the run throughout the season. We've done a good job of controlling the clock, and I think it was a battle there with us with them having some success in the run game, and you know, us just having some mistakes here and there, a drop pass here and or a missed assignment up front. Those mistakes make all the difference in the game, and they're hard to overlook. Mazurek. This one's a little weird because obviously you're an opponent of Calgary, and you'll probably see him again in the playoffs sometime. But just as a fan of the CFL for yourself and a general manager, I want to see them rebuild this team so quickly with all the new guys they have coming in this year, similar to you guys last year. You know, just as a GM and a fan of the league. O'Day. It's great to see when a team can do that, though. Yeah, unless it's against us. Then it's not so fun. You know, ultimately in our league, you know, with the structure of contracts and the turnover of players, you know, you have the ability to improve your team if you have a tough team, a tough season, so again, the strength of all the teams in our league is important. So it's difficult when you do see teams struggling. Still, ultimately, every year, there will be some teams that are going to lose more games than others. Still, nice that there was a great crowd there, you know, our friends really turned out. It's nice to see that, you know, I played back in the day when a lot of the stadiums were full, and you're just expected a full crowd. So it's nice to see that they had the fans in the stands and like I said, our fans were equally as loud in that first half and it's nice that they came out and supported us on the road. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get the job done. Yeah, it was great to see all the Rider Green at McMahon on Saturday. Mazurek. That's probably one of their only sellouts. They'll have all year, probably with Labor Day. Maybe there are two, a few weeks ago, on the show, one of your former teammates, a guy named Darian Durant, said in the West Division. It doesn't matter what the records are. Anybody can be anybody, so if that was the message back then when you guys played together, is that still the message today that the coaching staff delivers to the players to be like? Throw records out the window because we're taking on a 5-4 bomber team this weekend, like everybody can beat anybody on any given day.
Oday.
Yeah, I think it's almost the whole league, not just the West Division 1. Know that players have played in the West will favor the West Division and always look strongly about the West Division. Obviously a great fan base coming out of the West, and but I would say that you know every week so difficult challenge no matter who you're playing East or West. I think the West are just a little more hyped up because it's in your division, right? And so those are the rivalries that you have playing against divisional teams. Still, there is no tough games or no easy games, and the CFL, like I said, every team holds their challenges. Some teams will come in with more guys injured, or there'll be guys down on the roster that would maybe give you an advantage, but you know you're dealing with the same thing on your own roster. But you know West is always tough. Again, I think it's more so if you're just rival. They get the teams you play more often than the ones in the East.
Shinkurik.
How busy are the next 48 hours or maybe 72, whatever it is, with NFL cuts coming down tomorrow? Many people are talking about Kyle Hergel, last year's first-round pick, being released or going on waivers with New Orleans. How busy are you for the next few days? Did you reach out to Hergel's camp right away when something like that happens? Maybe a look behind the curtain there, Jeremy.
Oday.
Yeah, so first of all, it's a really busy time because this is when you know the players are very active with players going on and off. If you have some guys in the NFL, like we do, obviously, you're watching them. You've been watching them all preseason, but today, tomorrow, and even a couple of days ago, when our teams are starting to release some of their guys from camp, it's very busy. You know, moving guys around on your negotiation list. As far as the guys that you know we drafted, or even you know Aju, who was on our roster last year, we get in touch with the agents. In some cases, you want to give them a little bit of space because they were released from their team, but that doesn't mean they wouldn't sign back on the practice roster. So it's pretty normal for the player's name to come up, saying they've been released. It's also important for us not to get too carried away moving everyone on and off the negotiation list, because the following day, you'll see everyone that got put on the practice roster. Usually, it's all the guys that you moved around on your negotiation list. We'll know their guys' status here in the next 24 to 48 hours, and then we'll see if there's a conversation to be had with those guys. So yes, we reach out to them and stay in contact with them again. We don't want to step on anyone's shoes and stuff. The other thing is that other teams have the opportunity to claim them if they have a spot on their practice roster, they have had injuries, they want to bring him in, or he did well enough in the preseason. They can sign them to their practice squad as well.
Mazurek.
Labor Day is coming up on Sunday, and the Bombers come to town. It's the 60th Labor Day Classic. Who was the quarterback in your first Labor Day Classic, and how did the game turn out? What was that like for you as a player? There are going to be some players going through it for the first time this weekend. That's a long time ago.
Oday.
I don't even know who the quarterback would be, to be honest with you. There were a bunch of different ones that I played in, but I think the most memorable one with you would be the old 7 Labor Day Classic with Kerry Joseph. We actually hit a quarterback draw at the end of the game to win the game up the middle there. It was a huge, exciting game. I've been in Labor Day games where we won with a game-winning kick. I've been just all sorts of things that happened on Labor Day. Still, it's just exciting when I go back all the way into the old stadium. People were standing on the grass for the Labor Day game and putting people in standing rooms only so that it would be a packed house. I'm excited for it. Pill Country will probably be overflowing, which is awesome, but it's just a great rivalry. If you can't get excited for this game, you shouldn't be involved with football.
Shinkurik.
Exciting. I heard you guys did some tours of some NFL camps bi-weekly, and you went down and checked out some NFL preseason games. What can you tell us about that?
Oday.
It just worked out well this year with our bye that the NFL camps were in full swing, and you know, the camps don't have as much time as they used to have where you could go down and visit. So, they're a little bit more compacted than they were back in the day. But I haven't been able to get out for a couple of years, but it worked out perfectly with our bye week, and we were in Montreal the week before. So, we flew out of Montreal, and all our scouts were already on the road. Still, I got to go out to 3 NFL camps and a preseason game, so it takes you back to where it all started when you got to go out and do the scouting. The fun part of the job is when you go out and start looking for future riders and looking at potential guys to put on your negotiation list, or guys you want to track and have their names available. So the NFL teams usually treat us really well. They bring me in and let you watch practice and watch let film, and then of course you meet with their, you know, their personnel department, kind of give you a lay down of the roster and kind of early look of what they think like the roster would look like at the end of camp, so you get an idea of who you should be looking at when you talk to them. Shinkurik. Is that the great thing about football, no matter the league? It seems like a real brotherhood of people trying to help people succeed, no matter what role or how they do it. Yeah, I think so. Oday. I think you know the football world is big, but it's a small world, if that makes sense. There's a lot of football out there. Still, there's also a close-knit group of people. You see many people, whether they've been in your shoes before or where they came from. They're usually pretty helpful, and you know, sometimes it's vice versa, too. They also understand that they will want to talk to you about some of your players at some point, right? So, it's give and take, and most of them are very receptive. Some are more secretive. They don't want you to see their schemes and our game plans. You know you're not actually there to look at any of that, you're just there to evaluate the player and try to get, you know, a good scouting network of players down the road, but most of them are excellent. You can say that some are maybe better than others. Still, most are very welcoming and let you attend practice and watch films. So it's always a fun part of the year. Is that reciprocated at all? When you think about it on your end, are there university coaches coming up? Shinkurik. I've been hanging out with you guys at times, or any of the junior coaches, or anything like that. But I'd say not as much as you would expect. Oday. I know that in training camp we open our doors to junior coaches and these sports the university coaches, maybe the U of S guys, they just probably come out and watch practice because they're there all the time, but not as much as you expect, but you know we certainly welcome them and welcome them in the same way as the NFL teams allow us to come in. We will enable them to come in as well through training camp and watch practice and in some cases attend meetings, which is, you know, always a good thing where we're trying to develop young coaches as well. Shinkurik. We haven't had you on since the big announcement a few weeks ago that there's going to be a preseason game in Saskatoon. It's the first one since 1991, which is kind of mind-boggling to think it was that long ago. How exciting is this? I mean, you've done the training camp thing in Saskatoon as a player, and now as a manager, I think it's great to give the people of Saskatchewan or Saskatoon North a taste of Rider football who maybe don't make it to games in Regina. Oday. I think it's awesome. I think it's so cool. I felt it was a great idea when I first heard about it. Obviously, it helps that we get another game at the stadium so that season ticket holders are rewarded. Still, it allows everyone in Saskatoon to come to a CFL game, and obviously, there are challenges with holding the game outside of your city, but you know we're going to be there for training camp, so for us. It will be seamless for us, but the game day will obviously have a lot to do with work there. Still, I think we've always said this with our team that it's, you know, ultimately, we need to be outside of just Regina and making sure that everyone knows that we're Saskatchewan's team. You know it's a big reason we go to training camp in Saskatoon. We want to show people throughout the province that we want to be in the community as much as possible, which is great. It allows them to come out and watch practice and see our guys up close. You know, it brings a sense of belonging to everyone in Saskatchewan. Shinkurik. I'll end on this one because I remembered the question I said next time we get Jeremy Oday on. I got to ask him this question. You brought in Campbell Fair to do some kicking last week. He puddle jumps to get to Regina. Dave Thomas had a great story on that, how hard it was for him to get here when you have to go out and get these guys. Jeremy, maybe you released them after camp. Is it brutal a lot of times that these guys have maybe moved on? Do they let you know that, okay, I'm going to take that accounting job? Maybe I'm not going to be staying in shape. How does that work? I've always wondered that because a lot of guys move on with life. Yeah, you can keep in touch with a lot of them, or you can just reach out. How does that work?
Oday.
Yeah, we try to keep in touch with as many as possible. Still, you also want to be careful because you don't want to have any false expectations that you're going to bring them at some point, and so you don't want to promise something that won't happen, but you keep tabs on all the guys. Still, you're right, and ultimately, until you get to a point where you're going to offer a guy a practice roster or a contract, you don't know exactly what they're doing at that point, and so you know there's a little bit of a you-know interview process when you call them. What have you been doing it?
Are you in shape?
And in this case, you've been kicking, and I can tell you that they always say I'm in great shape every time. I've been working out all the time, practicing all the time, and then they're probably still working a job as well, right? So it's to the point where I don't know why we even ask because you're always going to get the same answer when you do ask. Everyone's always ready, Trevor and I, Trevor Harris and I joke that every time I call him, he says I'm just leaving the gym. Regardless of the timing of the day, he just tells me I just got out of the gym, and I said if I had a quarter every time I called a player and they told me they were leaving the gym, I'd be all set. It's just that they want you to know that they're prepared. They're ready for the opportunity, so every situation is different because some guys might have had to move on, maybe they've been chasing it for a while. They had to get a regular job, but then you call and they're like, oh, no, I want to go back and play football, and then they leave their job, which is a whole other animal. We try to stay in touch with them. Our personnel department does a good job trying to keep tabs on the guys and keep them fresh, and then it's ultimately when you come down in your offer, and that's when you know if they're really serious.
Shinkurik.
Well, like Moshe said, it's Labor Day weekend. It's going to be exciting, and we always appreciate you making time to hop on Jeremy. Good luck this weekend and then the rest of the season, obviously.
Oday.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on. Let's go Labor Day Classic.